We on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. We'd just like to mention there's a Machlokes HaRishonim by the Gilyonis. The Gemara declares a Shaila what Halacha applies to the Gilyonis. And from Rashi it seems the Shaila is the Gilyonis that are Mechubar on a Sefer Torah and the Ksav was Nimchak. So the Shaila is, but since the Gilyonis one is Kavish, the Shasta Ksive, so it could be the Kedusha remains on them, even though the Ksav was Nimchak. They did not change from before. Taisvis and Megillah, Rabbi Kevege brings down a Taisvis and Megillah is Chilek on the Oruch. What will be if the Gilyonis will be cut off from the Sefer Torah? As Taisvis holds, Gilyonis that are cut off are similar to Aksav that was Nimchak. It's also the same Shaila. That there was Aksav that was Mekadish the Gilyonis, and now the Sibbe falls off, but Lagabi the Gilyonis could be they remembered the Shosom. So they have the same Aloha, Aksav that was Nimchak, and who are Din Gilyonis that were cut off. The Oruch holds that the Gilyonis that were cut off from the Sefer Torah, they zicha don't have any kedusha whatsoever. Toshema, Hagilyonim shel Maila v'shel Mata shebein parsha leparsha shebein daf ledaf shebetchilas haSeifa shebeSeifa haSeifa. These were all the mokim, the mekaymes achlokim, the empty spaces which were left over for the noy haSeifa. So if a person touches the Sefer, b'mokim acholok, b'mokim agilyoin, so it's metames yodai. So we see that it still has a kedusha. So the Gemara says, dilma agav Sefer Torah shani. If here we're speaking about that the Sefer Torah is noch kayem, so agav Sefer Torah, So then the Gilyain is Zichheva Kedusha. Let us see Rashi. Shebetchilas HaSeifer v'shebeseif HaSeifer Shekulon hoyu ksuvim kemegile keseifer teire. All the Svarim were written like a Megillah keseifer teire. V'amrine bababasa bepeire kame. How was the Sefer Teire written? Roishoi kedei logel omid. The beginning of the Sefer, there was an Amud, so they left over a Mokim Cholok to cover the Amud in the beginning. And Seifai, and the Seif of the Sefer, there was no Amud there, the way we have in our Sifrei Teiris. No, the whole Sefer, there was left over a Mokim Cholok, they logel Hekev Lahakev Kolakrach. That the whole Sefer was covered by a cloth that was completely empty. So that is the Mokim HaGilyain B'Tchilas HaSefer, G'day Logo Lomid, and the Mokim HaGilyain B'Sefer HaSefer, the Mokim HaCholok B'Sefer HaSefer, G'day Logo Hekev LaHakev Kol HaKrach. So it says, Mitame Es HaYodayim Im Noga Boy, if he first touched the Mokim HaGilyain, and then later the Noga B'Trumeh, Paisla the Mixeris Yutres Dovari. So the Gemara answers, Dilme Agab Sefer Teirishan. Shalai Nimchak Ksava Sefer. Since the Ksava Sefer was not Nimchak, Ela Kulai Kai, so the Ksava is Kai, Vizen Nogabi Gulyainam. So this already has, it's not a Kedusha Atzmi, it's like it's bottled to the Sefer. Vechimi Boi Lon. The Shaila of Agamore, if the Gulyainis have a Kedusha, if Yematzil and the Gulyainis, the Nimchak HaSeifer, when the Seifer was Nimchak, the Ein Kan Kedusha, Elo Mishum Gilyain Sheshim Shaybay Dekayim. The whole Kedusha is, since before it had a Teiris Gilyain, so this Teiris Gilyain should remain. So Mamela, so you can't, that is our Shaila, so Mamela you can't be Poshit. You can't be poished from this halach. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshema, Hagilyonim v'sifrei minim. Ein matzilen oison mipnei hadleike. You're not matzil mipnei hadleike. Elo nisrofin bimkaimo. Hein v'asker oiseya. My love gilyoinim the sefer teire. So he's speaking about two cases over here. Sifrei minim is sifrei minim, but gilyoinim l'chayre means gilyoinim of a sefer teire. So the Gemara says, Loi gilyoinim the sifrei minim. We're speaking about the gilyoinim of sifrei minim. So Rashi's gil says, v'sifrei minim gufayu matzilin. You're not matzil the sifrei minim. So why does it tell us the gilyoinim of the sifrei minim? So the Gemara answers, hachi kama, v'sifrei minim areihen ki gilyoinim. It's very unclear how this fits into the lashon of the Baraisa, how gilyoinim v'sifrei minim, sifrei minim are equivalent to gilyoinim, which means equivalent to a klaf cholof. Let us see Rashi. Sifrei minim misholsim la'avay dezoreh. V'kosvu lam teire neviyim ksuvim ksav ashuris v'loshen ha'kodesh. The Piskei Arid says, maybe Rashi was censored a little bit. The Piskei Arid says they were people that were mishtamed. They were yidden, started by the Zohar, they were yidden that were mishtamed, and that's the Sifrei Minim. They wrote Fakert, they wrote Sifrei Teiret, they were missionaries. Oh, Sheto, Acher, that is Sifrei Minim. Al Kapodim, we have to remember that Rashi learns Pshat, that Sifrei Minim means Vikosvulam, because Taisvus has a different Pshat, that's Nimtza Etzlo. Rashi learns Pshat Sifrei Minim, Vikosvulam Teire, Neviim Ksuvim, Ksav Ashuris, Veloshen HaKodesh. Vesifrei HaMinim Gufayu Matzilin, Bitmiya. So the Gemara answers, Sifrei HaMinim, Arei Hen Ki Gilyoinim, Ki Klofim Chalokim, Shaloi Nichtav Behem Me'oilom. It is very unclear how the Gemara is saying Pshat and the Baraisa. I mean, if it's telling me the Halach, it says, Sifrei HaMinim, Hei Matzil Nois Medeyad Leike. But it's if to tell me a Moshel, Sifrei HaMinim, Arei Hen Ki Gilyoinim, the Loshna Barais is very schwer. And why does he have to give me Mishalim if he's telling me Halachas already? It's very unclear what the Teretz of the Gemara is. Zog the Gemara weiter. Gufe. Ha-gilyoinim v'sifrei minin ein matzilin oisam mipnei hadleik. That is the svar of the Tanakhama. You're not matzil. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, b'choil koider es ha'askore shebem v'goinzon. If it is choil, so one cuts out the haskores, and that is goines, v'hashar serfa. And the rest of the sefer you burn. The haskores you're goines, and the rest of the sefer you burn. Omar Abtarfen, ha'kapeyach es bonai, shim yavoyu liyodi, shani esraif oisom bes haskore shebohem. Saloshin klol, aloshin shvue, kapeach, aloshin ibi mekaber. He'll kill this bonov. Shim yavoyu liyodi that if he won't do such a thing, that means he'll zicha do such a thing. Shim yavoyu liyodi shani esraif oisom bes haskore shebohem. That he wouldn't be so from like Rabbi Yosi to be kaider the askores, he'd burn the askores also. Shafilu Adam Raidef Achav Lahurgai really means to say Shafilu Adam Raidef Achai Lahurgai. If a person will chase me, it's Negeya Pikuach Nefoshes. V'nochosh Rotz Lahakishai is Nichnas Lebeis Avaydezore Vein Nichnas Leboteim Shalaylo. I would be matzal myself in a base of the Zohar, but not b'boteim shal minim. Shahalolu makirin v'koifrim. These minim, these missionaries, they are makirim, the makiris rabbi nishloim v'koifrim. Balolu ein makirim v'kayfam. Mashenkim doiv deyavay dezorah, they were nizgadu like that, and they think that's the correct thing. So memeila v'aleyem akosav oimer, v'acher hadeles v'amezuze samto zichroinech. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, koidel choytei chatichay saklaf, mikoyim Hashem. Shafilo roidef odom lohirgoy alatzmai komada. Someone will be chasing me. Shalolo. Nochul, nochim ha'oiv dem avoid zore. Ein inon makirim. They don't know any better. Shrei bekach godlo. Bekach lomdu avoisom. So on them, there's no taina on what they are doing. But lemaise, by these minim, is the yaidim bekoifim. Va'achar hadeles v'amezuzos samto zichroinech zikorinu biyodecha. You remember, you still remember the yediyas ha'teira. Ve'eina shchucha l'cho ela shishlachta oisi achrei hadeles. That's yaidim reboinam miskavnim libreid boi. So memela, so therefore he holds if they have a Sefer Torah, the Haskoris also don't have any chshivas whatsoever, they burn it together with the Sefer Torah. Omar Rabbi Yishmoel, Kal Vachayma, Uma Lasei Sholom, Ben Ish Le Ishtoi, Omro Torah, Shmi Shenichtav B'Kdushe Yimoch Al Amayim, that it is Kedai, to be moichik the Shem by a soite in order to lasu sholim bein ish le ishtoi, halolu shematilim kine ve'eva v'sachos bein yisroel avim shebashamayim. These minim who are creating kine ve'eva v'sachos, they are missionaries and they're machshel yidin, al achas kamo ve'kamo. It's zicher, so it seems he agrees with Rab Tarfon. One could zicher be seiref the Shem. There's no iser of mechikas Hashem. Valeyem Omar David aloi misanecho Hashem esno uviskay memecho eskaitot tachla sinis eneisim looivim hoyuli. The Rif and the Ein Yaakov wants to say, L'chayra, what is the machloikis, what is the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Talf, and both of them say the same thing. So he wants to say that Rabbi Shmuel is a bigger makel than Rabbi Talf. Rabbi Talf says, Ani esreif oisom ves askoris shebehem. I wouldn't be matzrich to be koider the askoris. I'd burn it together with the askoris. But what would be if the askoris were cut out already? So then, according to Rab Tarfon, he wouldn't burn it. And he asked if oisam es askoris shebohen, the askoris that are together. That means I wouldn't take the time out to cut out each askoris. I'd burn everything. But if they were cut out already, then it would be goyinus askoris. He wants to say Rabbi Shmuel holds that afilu the askoris are cut out already, he would be ma'abed the haskoris. And he said that is pshat and the posik. That's what there's a besondere inyan to be moichik di shemis. Shemis that were written through a min. So memele, there's no kedusha whatsoever. And he said that is pshat and the posik. Aloi misanecho Hashem esno. So l'chayrei tain is the Hashem is how does it come in between misanecho and esno? It should have said aloi Hashem misanecho esno, misanecho Hashem esno. That is the Shem come in, and then if it's speaking on the misanecho, which is a loshen rabim, it should have said a loshen rabim esnoim. So he wants to say that he brought this pasuk aloi misanecho. If afila Hashem esno, the Hashem that was written from the misanecho, it's also esno. So memela, there's no chshivis at all with the Shem. So memela, he would burn it afilo. It was kadur from the sefer Torah. Uchashem she'ein matzilin oison mipnei hadleiket. And just like we are not matzil the sifrei minim from hadleiket, kach ein matzilin oison loy min ha-mapoiles v'loy min ha-mayim v'loy mi dovor ha-ma'abdo. Let us see Rashi. Shalolo nochim oiv dem oiv zayin anu mekir mishrei bekarko. Yeah, this we said already. Kach ein matzilin oison afilu b'chol. So he's telling us, just like by Shabbos, you're not matzil. Kach ein matzil noison b'choil loy min ha mapoiles, v'loy min ha amayim, v'loy min dover ha ma'abdo. We'll see l'chayre in Tosis what the chiddush is. What is the chiddush? Kach ein matzil noison afilu b'choil. Let us see Tosis. Sifrei minim. I'm a Rav Tarfon. So Rav Tarfon holds that you burn them together with askoris. Is Oimari, so the Ri learns not like Rashi. Rashi learns that it is speaking about that Sifre Minim Rashi says klor v'kosvu lahem. Oimari the Mairu benimtzu biyad minim. It is speaking about that we find a Sefer Torah biyad minim, and we don't know who wrote it. So there's a suffix. Maybe a Yid wrote it. We don't know. Maybe a Kosher Yid wrote it. The E Kosvon Min Ha'oma BePerik Hashelayach Nimtzo BeYad Min Yigones Kosvay Min Yisorif VeDoichik Loimer DaOsi KeRab Tarfon UDeLoi KeRabonon VeRab Yosi. Rab Yosi holds it's not Yisorif. There it says, Kosvo min Yisorif. And here we have a machloikis. Rab Tarfon and Rabbi Shmuel hold Yisorif. But Tosis holds Rabbi Yosi and the Chachomim. Don't hold Yisorif. This is only Rab Tarfon and Rabbi Shmuel shtik Torah. And there it says, Kosvo min Yisorif. So therefore Tosis holds that Kosvo min everyone holds Yisorif. Now here we're speaking about Nimtzo b'yad min. So verkehrt, so there the Gemara says, Nashe Leich Yigones. That could be, that's the Svar of the Chachamim. And here, Rab Tarfon, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Afilu Nimtzo B'yad Min, that there's a Sofik, that it could be that it was written by Yisrael Kosher, it's also Yisorif. The Chodesh Aviv wants to say, I mean, if it's speaking about Nimtzo B'yad Min, so, I mean, Vinishvi, how could you burn it? Maybe Takyat's a kosher a sefer Torah. So he wants to say a gewaldike chiddush, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that a kosher a sefer Torah shen nichnas l'shus min is poka kedushosei. That gufa, that it's under their jurisdiction, it's by them, so the sefer Torah loses its kedusha. So therefore it's yisorif. Amor dike chiddush. Kach ein matzilen oison loy min amayin. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is you're not matzel, not just like you're not matzel min adleike, so you're not matzel min amayim also. The loy time. So Tais explains the chiddush. Tavke min adleike ein matzilin, mishum di shor islei osi lechabuye. Be'emison is dochazoy. Be'emison, we heard later in the Mishnah says you only matzel sholei sudis, to bring it back, and you're allowed to take it out only to amokim, that's mu'urit. So the Gemara asks, so what is the chiddush? Why can you, and it's poshit, and why can you only be matzel sholosh sudis? So the Gemara says, because we're afraid. If he'll be permitted to be matzel from a dleike, and he'll be involved in the hatzola from the dleike, he might go and be mechaba the dleike. So therefore, chazal wa machma, by sudis, and they said, the minimum amount that he needs, he's permitted to be matzel. But more than that, he's not permitted to be matzel. To ensure us that he won't be in ganzen eingeton in the natzola from the dleike, so he won't go and be mechaba the dleike. That's what the Gemara says. Aber bei Emerson by Kisvei Kodesh, here it says two chidushim by Kisvei Kodesh. One chidush is by Kisvei Kodesh, your matzel Kisvei Kodesh. And here there's no shir. If this is 20 kisvei kodesh, a matzel ton 20 kisvei kodesh. And by kisvei kodesh, they weren't geyser. By kisvei kodesh, they weren't geyser that it will be Isaac in the Hatzolah, he might come to be Mechabe. That's one Chiddush of Kisvei Kodesh. The second Chiddush of Kisvei Kodesh is, we're going to have in the next Mishnah, that you're, and Rashi said in our Mishnah, that you're permitted to take it out even to Amokim Sheinei Mu'uriv. That means, so there's a heter. So the Etzem Hatzolah, there's a heter, Yenav Chai, Yishtul Ma'asi Lechbuyeh. And there's also a heter of a Hitzo, Yoivan Isra Darabonon, Aval Pikeim, Bemokim Kisvei Kodesh is Mut. So Memele, so now we'll appreciate the Chiddush. So, just like you're not matzel, so you're also not k'makshem shem etzil noisam min nadleike, kachem etzil noisam loy min amapoyles v'loy min amay. The loy taim edavke min nadleike im etzil. Mishum di shor islay osil chabuye. Because by dleike, there's another problem involved. There's a problem du ma'osil chabuye. According to Rabtavon, it's poshut. But according to the Rabbonon, it's telling us a chiddush. So the chiddush is that we're not matzel, even though there's no gzeire by minamayim v'lemidava ma'avdom, there's no gzeire dul ma'osi lechabuye. Afal pikein, we are still not matzel. But the Slasemis is medayik from Taisvis, that Taisvis is epis chaylik on Rashi. Rashi says, kachem etzilu noison afilu b'chayl. So Rashi weiss tochay is verkehrt. Could be Rashi also held that is a chiddush in eim etzilu mivnei hadleike. That means, just like you're not matzel Shabbos, even though by Shabbos there's this other kulis involved, dul mosel lechabuyeh, it is a hitzo b'mokim sheinim murev. It's b'choil, we don't have these coolest, afal pikein you're not matzel. That is the chiddush. Why does he have to speak about different mishalim? Just stop me this. If he wants to be mavdal between Shabbos and choil, it's a bissel modness, he could have said, k'may sheim atzilim b'shabbos, kachem atzilim b'choil. We have to know why he mentioned different tziyurim. So he can speak about the same tziyur and be mavdal ben kodesh l'choil. Taisva seems to learn that we're speaking about everything is speaking about Shabbos. Alafulahecha deleke migzel lemigzamidi osa letaltalon ulohaitzion. So Taisva's vice is only speaking about Shabbos. Osa letaltalon ulohaitzion. He says by chil could be your matzel. You should be matzel take. Only in Shabbos you're not matzel because Shabbos there are kulis involved. So Memela is so here it's also the Taltal on Leitzim, but could be Bechayil according to Taisus, you could be Matzel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rav Yosef Barchonin mirav Abo. Hani Sifri Devei Avidon. Matzilin oisam ipnei Adleike oi ein Matzilin. Devei Avidon, so Rashi says, Sforim shekosvu lahem haminim lisvakeyach im Yisrael, umokim shemisvakrim shom korilei bei Avidon. The Oruch says, it's a little different, Rashi says, Minim wrote it. The Oruch says, Chotzer yidu ala melochim, v'yesh bo sifrei chochmois mikol umois, ויש בו ספרי תורה נביאים וכתובים. ואין לי ידוע מקוסבם עם ישראל, או זה לא שם. He learns, he says, למעשה, it's like נמצא אצלם. Rashi Vaisis again, that it's not, that they wrote it. שקוסבו להם מאמינים לסווקח עם ישראל. It's a mokem, it's a... The Yavid says, דחסך מיר, it was a mokem, it was... A place where religion was discussed, halachas were discussed, it wasn't exactly made for minus. It was a pesazoya, an intellectual place where these religious inyanim were discussed in misvakeach. So what halacha do these forum have? Ein v'lav v'rafya b'yodeh. He didn't know. Sometimes he said, perhaps you could be matzel, could be not matzel. Rav loy ozel abey avidim. Rav wouldn't go to abey avidim to be misfakeich with them. V'chol shkein, this bey avidim in Emerson was a part of a place. It was a library or something. It wasn't, was a place for intellectual discussions. V'chol shkein lebey nitzarfi. Bey nitzarfi was also like a library for intellectual discussions, but bey nitzarfi was a base of avodah zarah. Shmuel lebey nitzarfi leozel, lebey avidin ozel. To the bey avidin he did go. Omru le l'rove, and to Rove, the people of the bey avidin, my time leozis lebey avidin. They asked Rove, why don't you come? I mean, all the chachamim are there, so you should also come to represent your religion. Omalohu dikle planye ike beuche vekoshali. So Rashi says he was matchadem bekash. Let us see Rashi. Ein veloy zimne namalay ein zimne namalay loy lebei netzalfi avay dezor vekashma. Vekoshali, he says it's difficult sheshayroshan nasa gavshushis, that it was very bumpy of there because of a dekel. It was difficult traveling there. He didn't want to see this one to push at the people here that he was fighting with. So Memele, he told them it's difficult. So they told them, listen, we really would appreciate that you would come. If you have problems, so we'll call a bulldozer and we'll get rid of this dekel. So he told them, it's tuchte koshali. Let's see, Rashi, Omrulay na akre, koshali duchte, shetei sham gume. You take a bulldozer, so it will still be bumpy. Inami nesisi v'koshali reichoi. It's not v'choze. Shehoyu misyorim rav v'rove mileches lebei avida. There was a sakonet to go there. Shema mitir sheyizvakru yam doleim v'yahargu. It was, they had ways of convincing people that they're right. So the mice was a shail of sakonis nefoshis, so memele, that's a chayskid right. Mar barav Yosef Omar, ano minayu ano. Makirai heim, I know them, he had nothing but to worry about. Voloi mistafina minayu. So Rav Yosef went, Rav Yosef had nothing but to worry about, that's a chnishke shokin. Mephoshim say Shmuel was also, Shmuel was a big doctor we had before. He was also respected. That's where Shmuel also went. Shmuel's rechvuk to Shrognim Panzei. Aber zimne choda ozl boil is kune. But he once went and he, Baruch Hashem, he got out with his life, but it was hakonis nefoshes. So Mamela, the moral of the story is, al tiftachu beven odom, that, the goyim. Maybe they were mean and most al kaponim, they were, you can't trust them. Look to Gemara weiter. Ima shalom deviso de Rabbi Lezer, achosei de Rabbi Gamliel. She was Rabbi Lezer's wife and Rabbi Gamliel's sister. Havoi ahu filosofe bishvivusei. In their neighbor there was a filosofe. Now before we turn the page, let us find out what the taisha filosofe is. So Rashi says, min. Taisva says, filosofe, min, ki de perish pekunteres. Rabbeinu shoma me Yehudi echot shebo mi eretz Yovan, va omar de beloshen Yovan, pelusfus hu doid hachochme. Weiss, Taisva says, it's a psa title of a chiker, of a doirish, of a chocham. Vis de garsi filosofe. What's filosofe? This is an alter letz. Uloshin lotzen sechoik. Kedama ba'eiche rabosi, the poli biudoi perish sochak v'nisloitze. It's a filosofe means he's an alter letz already. From the younger yorn is a shayna letz. Filosofe. Al kaponim, so we have a three kshotim who this person was. Ba'vishokel shmo deloi mekabel sheikhte. He was mefarsim, he was that he was a dying mistome, that he doesn't take sheikhet. But that was mefalsam that. Abel lemaisi was mekab. Bo lachuche be. So Saime Shalim and her brother Ram Gamliel wanted to make litzanas from him. That means they wanted that the people should know who he really is. So they came to him for din Torah. A'ayli le'ishraga de'dava va'ozol le'kameh. So she sent him a golden menorah va'ozol le'kameh. The Marsha says she didn't give it to him yet. She just showed it to him that he should know what to expect. Omrolei, so she told him, so she came with Ram Gamliel. Bo'inon de niflegili benichsei de veinashi. I want to have a chelik in the nechosim yashin from our parents. She's a sister with Ram Gamliel. She wants to get a chelik. Oh, malu plugu. Grech. You have to take a divide in nechosim. Oh, malay, so Ram Gamliel told him, ksiv lon bemokim bro brata leitiris. We have a mesere that when there's a son, the daughter doesn't yarshin. Omalei, minyoyme de gelison men arachoin is natilis a reise de moishe. That was only when you were Eretz Yisrael, so then these laws apply. But since you went in Golos already, is natilis a reise de moishe, vish yehivas sifra achiti. It's already different swarm already. The different svarim, it says a different anhoge. That they yarshin together. Bro, brato, kechode yalton. Lemocho, the next day, hoder ayele ihu chamre lube. When he came to the din teire, so he brought in a Libyan donkey. And he showed him that you'll get the donkey if you know how to pass it. Omalohu. So now this philosopher said that Shefilis Lesefer de Sifre. I looked all the way in the back. I looked on the table of contents already. Because of Bay, there it says Ano Leila Mifches Mine Reise de Moshe Asisi, Leila Sufi Ale Reise de Moshe Asisi. There it says at the end, and that's already the Hagoyis, the Seif of the Sefer, that he doesn't want to chepe with Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Now I looked at the end already. No state shame. Taki that the Chamor did it. That Brata Loitiris. Omrolei, so she told him, she said that you should enlighten us with, remember the menorah, I mean, nahir nahirich kishrage, you should enlighten the situation over here. Omar lo ram gamliel osa chamra botash lishrage. No, the chamayr threw down the menorah already. So the whole scenario was to show the olam that he's a fake. Rikitza. That's the poshet of pshat over here. Zogt Rashi, Amalei filosofel am gamliel miyayme de galison. So memele, there's a different side of it. Shvilis kol seif davo hu tachte shaloi. V'shaich lameime shvilis l'seif. Nahoir nahoiroch kishrage. Haner oirecho kishrage. You should enlighten us like a menorah. Rimzo shenosno loy menorah b'sheicha. Amalei Ram Gamliel osa chamro ubotsha techofasoi laoret. Kleimer ani netzachti b'sheichat. I brought a better sheichat. Va'akel kedei sheyishmu hamisasvim shom nablusoi umihu. Zogt Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah that emibnei ma ein koirin. That is a difference between Nevi and Miksuvit. Mimnei ma'ein koirin behem, mipnei bitl beis ha-medrash. So Rashi, it said in the Mishnah, the Moshchi libe, that the ksuvim amoyshe ubishabes hayedershim drosha labali batim shasukim vimlocha kol yemaisachel ubisaych adrosha yemeirlahem hilches isa veheta v'toivlem lishmayim ilikres beksuvim. So in Mele they asked to learn ksuvim because since it's adavah hamoyshech, the people were interested in the ksuvim, they won't hear the drosha. It is preferable for them to hear the drosha because in the drosha there was hilchis issa veheta. Omara, so Rav explained the issa of to learn ksuvim. Loishon al bizman beis hamedrash. When is it also to learn ksuvim bizman beis hamedrash? When they're giving the drosha. So then the Chazal asked to learn ksuvim. Avo shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, shaloi bizman beis hamedrash kair. Then one is permitted to learn. So when is man beis hamedrash? So Rashi says, bizman beis hamedrash, kaidem achila hayu darshan. Before they sat down for the suda, they used to darshan. So then one should not be oisik b'ksuda. Shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, la'acher achila loy darshan, mishum shikris. So memele, so then one is permitted to learn ksuda. That is what Rav holds. Ushmuel omar, afilu shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, ein koyim. Afilu shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, is also ein koyim. Frag die Gemorre, wo nerdoi asrei de Shmuel habe. Wo nerdoi poski sidre b'ksuvim b'minchese de Shabbat. Nerdo, there used to be three koyrim, and there used to be a mafter. But the mafter was not like the haftoire by after shachis, there the koyrim b'neviim. There used to be a haftoire in the after mincha, and there they used to be koyri ksuvim. Aposki sidre b'ksuvim b'minchas de Shabbat. So lochayre, so vishtimtas, if Shmuel holds that they asel b'afilu shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, so how could be in the do that they used to be oisik b'ksuvim, they used to, there was asel the Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Ele yitma, hochi yitma. Omar Rav, lo yishonu elo b'mokim beis hamedrash. They only asked to learn ksuvim b'mokim beis hamedrash. Avol shaloi b'mokim beis hamedrash, kaire. Shmuel omar, bein b'mokim beis hamedrash, bein shaloi b'mokim beis hamedrash, bizman beis hamedrash, ein kaire. Shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, kaire. Was the Shmuel at time made him in a doi poski sidre de ksum b'minchas de Shabbat. So now it's very good. He says that Shmuel was also moide that shaloi bizman beis hamedrash. The zman beis hamedrash was before the suda. Mincha was afterwards already. So memele, so mincha, they learned ksuvim. Now the machloikis, Rav Shmuel, we have a very interesting machloikis. Rav says they only asked in the beis medrash. Shaloi b'mokim beis hamedrash kairim. So l'chayre, what is the svara of Rav? L'chayre, the punfaker. In the beis medrash, they should come to the drosha. In the beis medrash, is there already. So the Chodesh Aviv wants to say two mahalchim to understand the svara of Rav. One Malachi wants to say that by Emerson they were not chayish that he would not go to hear the drosha. The drosha was geshmak also. Binish to be, he would go to the drosha. But they were afraid, when he was by the drosha ready, he might go and be oisik in ksuvim also. He'll think he'll kill two birds with one stone. Be able to say the ksuvim and the drosha also. They didn't want that. They wanted that the complete concentration should be on the drosha. So therefore they asked ksuvim in the beis medrash. Shaloi in beis medrash, the zichah nothing but to worry about because the zichah come to the drosha. That is one mahalach in the Chodesh Aviv. The second mahalach in the Chodesh Aviv, he wants to say as follows. That shaloi b'mokim beis medrash, Shalai Bizman Beis HaMedrash, they couldn't ask her to learn Ksuba. Why not? Because it would be a chuchet tlula. What if a person wants to eat then? What if a person wants to sleep then? So that Chazal didn't want to ask her, even though it's Shalai Bizman Suda. But if you have a person that's hungry or a person that's tired, is they didn't make this like Krishme, that it's also Lechel Koidim Sheikra Krishme. They didn't give the drosha such a chayma. There's Einik Shabbos involved. Hashem gedavent, and now if he's hungry or if he's tired, so let him go to sleep. They didn't give such a chayma that Achila and Shina is also. So he says if Achila and Shina is Mutter, so but to learn is also, that's a chuchat lula. So God held that if you're not in the base medrash, they couldn't, since Achila and Shina, they couldn't asa, so they couldn't say that Limud Ksuvim is asa, and Achila and Shina is Mutter. So therefore they had to be Mater Achila Veshina. Mashenke, in the base medrash, there's no Achila Veshina there, so Mamela, so there they could asa, Limud Aksuvim, Kriyas Aksuvim. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel holds that Shaloi b'makim beis medrash. So that they asked the tastes. No. Shaloi b'zman beis medrash. Everyone is moida that it is mutter. Rav Ashi yomar lo'olam kedam morin mikorin. No, Shmuel take asos afilu Shaloi b'zman beis medrash. U'Shmuel kerab Nechemya. The Sanya. And Nehemia said, Avo Pisha Amru Kisvea Kodesh Ein Koirin Ben. First, it says the Baraita is false. Even though it's Ein Koirin, Avo Shoinin Ben, V'Dershin Ben. It's not Koirin, but you could Shoinin Ben, V'Dershin Ben, because that means you don't learn Shir HaShirim, but the Medroshim on Shir HaShirim, the Droshes on Shir HaShirim, that you could do. The Kairin is Moshech. The Shainin, that is permissible. Nitzrach leposik, if he needs a posik, maybe the Royeboy. So that's in the Isser of Kairin. Now, Omar Rab Nechemye, Mipnei Ma Omru Kisvea Kodesh Ein Kairin Ben, Kedei Sheyimru Bekisvea Kodesh Ein Kairin Vechoshkein Beshitrei Hedyaitis. But the reason they asked the Kriya in Kisvea Kodesh is not because they were afraid of Bittul Beis Medrash. That's what our Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the time is of Bittul Beis Medrash. Say Nachanami, according to the Mishnah, so Memel it's only Yosef Bizman Beis HaMedrash. Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMedrash is Takemuta. But Shmuel says, Shmuel is telling us Das Rab Nechemya. According to Rab Nechemya, the Issa of Kisvei HaKodesh is that people make a kal v'chomer because we are kodesh and kairim kolshken b'shitrei hadyoytes. So memele, if the iser of kriyas kisvei hakodesh is gzeira oto shitrei hadyoytes, so memele zman beis hamedrash is lemal o lemay. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Bizman beis hamedrash kaidem achila yudosh. Shaloi bizman beis hamedrash la'ach achila yudosh mishim shikras. Piskei sidra b'ksubim hoi yirgilam rikloi b'beis hamedrash parsha b'ksubim. B'mokim beis hamedrash ha'shochem d'shachochem doirish t'haynu b'beis hamedrash. That's according to Rav, avo ba'al me'kairim. And Shmuel holds b'mokim beis hamedrash is man beis hamedrash ein kair. Lefishem avatle milaylach etzalat doirish. Havo shaloi bizman beis hamedrash kein lacha achila. So there's nothing but they're going to miss. So then it's kairin. Ushmuel doma lela falacha achila ein kairin. Krab nechem yomra lemilse. He holds like krab nechem. The last late time it ain't kairin mishum bitu. Elo kidei sheyoymru kal vachayma. Lishitrei ad yoytis. So memele, so that's the svara. Now we understand why Shmuel asa the filu shaloi bizman beis hamedrash, because the time is not alz bittul. The time is to be meineya yidden from being koirei shitrei adyoytis. So lachayra, we have here a problem. If that is the time, so what? So he invited the problem. So why ben ardoi poski sidra b'ksuvim? if he holds like I'm Nehemia, so Memela, so why was it that they in Nerdo, Asra de Shmuel, they used to be Kairik Suvim Bimintin? Umiyu Shmuel Hinig Bim Kaimai Kedivrei Chachomin de Masnissen, Ta Omri Taime Mishum Bittul Teire, Hilkach Lach Achila de Leke Droshe Kairik. So Psrashi is not clear. He says, even though Shmuel held held like a Nechemye, but since the Zarabim had held that it's Mutter, so Memela for the Hamoinam, he was Meikel. I mean, he himself held it's also, but for the Hamoinam, he was Meikel. It reminds me of the Maiser, once a maskil once came to the Beis Halev and he told us, he only told us chumres. He says I'm a big makel. So he started recognize the kulas. I hold you out to learn that of Tisha B'Av Nachatzos. He was telling him a whole bunch of kulas that he was makel. So memele do zeichet azoy. Shmuel held halacha like Nechemya before the Hamoinam. He was makel. You can't be matel on the Hamoinam all the chumres. He was makel. They can take a long subim. After Chatzai, they can learn Subim after the Zman Beis HaMedrash. The Ramban wants to say, one Pshat, he brings down Rashi's Pshat, he says, because they're Rabbim, so the Meile, and the Moinam, you could be Meiku. He says a second Pshat, that they didn't listen to him. He was a Machmer, he did talk, not he was hint. Then, there's a third pshat that the Ramban brings down, that the Rashba says, that according to Rav Nechemya, there's b'chlal no problem of that they were kairek subim after mincha. Why? Mishum de'inu rigili lebosar aftarte, the dol shebo. That means it was they answered kriya alone, kriya bekitzvei kodesh. If this will be kriya kitzvei kodesh, this will be kriya shitrei hadyoytes. So therefore they answered kriya. But we had before in the beginning of the Baraish, and this is masim afilu according to Rav Nechemya, kitzvei kodesh ein kairin ben avol shoinin ben v'doshin ben. They only asked kriya. That means something, what you do with shitrei adyoytis. That means, so they asked that you should do it with kisvei akoydish. If you read this, you shouldn't read kisvei akoydish. But to learn kisvei akoydish, that's kriya. Kriya is also, avul shayinim bem v'dershim bem. If you're making an asik of limud out of it, that they never asked. Limud kisvei akoydish is not daime. To kriya shitrei hadyoytes. That you don't learn. You read it, but you don't learn. So memela, so that's what the Rashba wants to say. That the aftarte, what they learned in Ardoi, that was after the kriya they darshan from the aftarte. So they learned the aftarte, not they were kairat aftarte. So that, if according to Rav Nechemya, is mutter. Zogt Rashi, Shainim behem, ki goin medrash, shirashirim, v'kaheles, shitri hadyoytis, ki goin shal cheshboinis, which is also, oi igrois hashluchois limtsoi chayfes. So Rashi throws in that one is not permitted to read letters. That's what Rashi says. Ushmuel da omar kirab nechemye, v'loi poligadera, he says, the last eretz of the Gemara is he's not choylik on Rav. The shapel moid, the lamas nisim, the meforish time, and even a bitl beis ha-medrash, koirin shaloi bizman beis ha-medrash. There's no bachloikas between Rav. According to the Mishnah, the time is al bitl beis ha-medrash, so after the Suda, one is permitted to be koirin. Ala bo loimar, the Rav Nechemya, polig alo de mas nisim. That just is telling us that Rav Nechemya is choylik. Ramni holds that the reason of the Isser is Gzeirot or Shitrei Hadyoytis. So, according to Rabbi Nechemya, there's no chilik between Zman Beis HaMedrash or Shalai Bizman Beis HaMedrash. V'choshken v'shitrei hedyotis. Perish bekunteris igreis. That letters are also wasa. V'teima v'noagu ha'oilam likreis v'ksav v'igreis ashluchim imokim lamokim. The minigoilam is, he says, we hear that there were geyser. There were guys that kisvei akoidesh, otu shitrei adyotis, and Rashi b'avtarayin, that igreis hashluchis l'mtzecheifetz is also also. So, for tachtaisvis, the minika ilam is that they lay. Ule taltalon vaday shori. By the tiltal, that's ichano shayla, the ruin lotzor apitzluchis. But Al Kaponim, he says, here we have a Gemara, according to Rashi, that the Kriya is also, the Minig Ha'ilim is, that the Kairi letters. The Nire de Lari, the Loikari Shitrei Hadyoitis, Ela Shitrei Chayvei Sech Yaitse Bam. Shitrei Hadyoitis, which is also, is only Shitrei Chayvei. Aval Igrei Shari, Shigrei Igrei Samuta. The pa'omim sheyesh bahem pikuach nefesh. If a person gets a letter on Shabbos, so it could be it's very important. So memela, so it's mutter. Ba'afilu yoideya she'im by pikuach nefesh. He knows that the letter is not negeya pikuach nefesh. Matir rabbeinu tam. De lo yehavi shitri had yoitis. Kivin she'im tzorich. Lema'ashe kosuv bo. Lefisha yoideya ma'ashe be'igrois. He doesn't need it. Kivin Shein Tzorech Lamashika, he's only reading it for enjoyment. He read it already. Vimeina Yedeya, Shema Yeshbay Tzorech Godel, Vipikuach Nefesh Vishor. Hesit Rabbi Netam said Memonashit. If he knows what it said, and he read the letter once already, but now he wants to read over the letter to have a Geshmak. So it's not Doimit to Shitrei Hadyaitis. Shitrei Hadyaitis is business stories, which he needs. That falls other into the category. Mr. Belura says the time is only shemim tzei heftzecha. He's Isaac in Yoni Mekachememke. The Rambam says or shem yimchaik, but that's a different category in Gansen. That's something that he needs. So memele, so one cannot be medame igre. Igre doesn't fall into this category. Kiva doesn't fall into the category. Kiva shein tzorech l'mashe kosovo. L'fi she yedeh, mashe b'igreis. If he knows what it is, he's just reading it for enjoyment, he doesn't need it. So memeil et smuta. V'meini yedeh, shem yesh bei tzorech godo. Dechein mashme b'yirishalmi. Dekome b'bnei ma'in koirin b'kisvei ha'koidesh. Bibnei shitrei hadyotesh. Shim ato oimer loishahu mutter, afu oimer ma bekach imes asek bishtoroisai. So asek bishtoris, that sounds business-like. That sounds up as a mash medavke ke ein choivois ushtoris koma. That's es asek bishtoroisai. To read a letter is not called an asek. V'chein perish Rashi lekamon gabi gzeire shelo yikra b'shtori hadyoitois that there Rashi says the b'shitre mekach memke kom. V'chein igir b'perish ksav yodoi that what? That igreis tamazai igre sholem is mutter. U'miyu oison milchomois aksuvim b'lal. But to read a history book that's aksuvim b'lal. We'll see in a minute, Vos Hattas Aksuvim Belaz. Niru L'Rabbeinu Yehuda the Osa Lain Ben. Here, Afilu Iyun is Osa. He doesn't even, because there's a Machlekes HaPoiskin. If we asked Kriye, Koirin, Ein Koirin, and here he says, Osa Lain Ben, Afilu Iyun is Osa. Leigore Mehod Esanye, the Perik Shoyul, Kos Ksav Shetachas Hatsure Badu Yuknois, also, likreis behem b'shabbes. That there used to be pictures, and underneath the pictures there used to be a ksav that explained what the picture is showing us. So, memela, there it's also likreis behem b'shabbes. Chazal asa this. Could be also about z'gzeirem mishum shitrei hedyoitis. Bafilu b'choil layodari mihita. How are you allowed to read such maises? Milchomis, what happened? Tahavalei kemoishe b'leitzim. This episode says, oisen milchomis haksuvim b'las. But it's very interesting that he says b'las. What's the zutadah b'las? So the remor in Simen Shin Zayin is medayik from this Tosfos, the davke beloshin las osa, ava beloshin akodesh shori, da loshin ba'atzma yesh by kedusha, beloymed mimenu divrei Torah. That's how what the Ramah is medayik from this Tosfos, that even though it is speaking about Muhammad, it's speaking about dvarim b'teilim, history, which is not negay at all. It's Moshech maybe, but it's not Megeya. But Tavke Belaz is also. But Loshen HaKadosh, the Loshen Ba'atzmo Yesh Bo'i Kedusha. The Loimed Mimenu Dibrei Torah. The Lefize, so it comes out that a Neger Sholim will also have a Tzad Heter. It will be written the Loshen HaKadosh. And as we mentioned before, there's a Machloikis by Shitrei Hadyoitis of Tavke Kri is also. Or a fellow Ian is also. So, Lamaisa we machma, a fellow by Ian, by Shitrei Hedyoitis. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Matzilin tika sefer ima sefer, vetika tfilin ima tfilin, va'af al pi sheyesh besoichon mois. That you had here a tikka sefer, and in the tikka was mois, so there was a sefer also. So you're allowed to be matzil everything. Well, lehechon matzilin oison lemavo yishein the mefulish, bemseira oimer af le mefulish. The Ramban stelt sich auf the Mishnah that lechayre what is the chiddush afal pi sheyesh besoichan mois? So pashut he learned shat that it's a chiddush until tul mukze. Fragt der Ramban, what's the chiddush? Lachayre, we had a kalkola shal peiris, and there's an oven inside, so you're allowed to be metal to the kalkola. It's a bosses l'dover also l'dover muta. So the Ramban says, here the chiddush is that even though in value could be the mois is worth more and more choshuv than the sefer, Afal Pikain, Matzilan Tika Sefer, Ma Sefer, Afal Pishesh Besoichan Mois. That's one teretz. Then the second teretz, the Ramban says that the Emerson, the Chiddush of Mois is not in the Heter Tiltu, or the Chiddush of Mois is in the Heter Eitzo. He says, we have a Heter Eitzo, Leichem Matzilan Oisa, Lomo Vishainim of Foolish. Whatever this can mean, Al Kaponim, there's a Heter Eitzo over here. So the Mishnah is telling us not only were they matter heitzah for the sefer with the tikka sefer, they were also matter heitzah for the moish b'soich hatik. So that is the chiddush of moish. The chiddush of moish is in the heitzah. Tanu rabon arbo also shechaliyos b'shabbos mafshitin es ha-pesach ad achoze divrei Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. Let us see Rashi. Maschil meiraglov ha'achroinim ad ha'chozeh. When he starts being mafshit to the kolben, so he's mafshit the oir till the chozeh, sheyuchal lohitzi emurim, that he should be able to take out the emurim and be makter the emurim. Shehekter halovov doichin shabbos, because the hekter of the emurim of a kolben pesach is doichin shabbos. The Gemara says, even though you could be makter it, Moitzoi Shabbos, aber Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so me mele, you makter it boi bayon. Aber according to Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Sh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, V'su loi mafshit midi. To be mafshit more than that, further than the Chose, you're not mafshit, at ulte the Tzorech Hedyet to. This is already a Tzorech Hedyet. This is already the Tzorech Gevoya was accomplished if you're mafshit till the Chose. weiter, to remove the rest of the oil, this is atzerich hedyet, I want nothing. V'chachomim oimrim mafshitin es kulay. V'chachomim hold that you could be mafshit the whole kol. Took the Gemara as it. Bishloim el Rabbi Yishmoel b'noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. We understand what he holds. The hoy saved leit tzerich gevoya. That till the chose, so there's the tachlis, this is a tzerich gevoya. You have to make a haktor on the murim, some emailer, so you're permitted to be mafshit till the chose. El rabbonon, my time. How could you do more than that? What is the hetzer to do more on Shabbos? It's not a tzerich gevoya. Omar rabbe barbachonam rab yoichanin di omar kro, koil po'al Hashem lemaneyu. That everything the Rabbi Shalom did, lichvoidoi. V'hocha mai lemaneyu. Where is there here a lemaneyu? Mai lemaneyu ike. Rav Yosef omar shelo yasriach. Rova omar shelo yekotche shamayim butolim kenevela. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi lemaneyu lichvoidoi. That this is mutter, this is a kvoid shamayim. Shelo yasriach. That means if the oil will remain on the korban erev Pesach the whole time, you won't be meiser the oil, so the basa will get spoiled. The ein ze kvoidoi, das felt in kvoid shamayim liyos pras oichlei shulchanai migul. The oichlei korban Pesach is mishulchan gevoya kazochel. So they're ending up eating something that was Nisra. So Mel das felten kvayt shemay. Rava omar shaloi ye kotche shemayim butolim kenevela. Stamazay to leave the behemoth on the ground, in the skin, it's a bezoyin of kotche shemayim. This is lamanei, this is kvayt shemayim. May benayu, ike benayu demonach apsoyre de dahave, Inami yoyme de istene. Let us see Rashi. Apsoire de dahave, if you'll put them on a golden table, she'ene mutl be bizoy. So that already, so say, even though the kolben was not skinned, but it's not mutl be bizoy. Aber l'shema yasriach, chayish Rav Yosef. But also besondere tam, according to Rav Yosef. The Rav Leichayish Adulta, since it's only a short while, it's only till the evening, so Mamele, it's only a few hours, so Mamele wasn't Chayish of Shema Yisrael. Yoyme de Istene, or the other way around, it will be Yoyme de Istene. Ruach Tzfoynis, if the Ruach Tzfoynis will be blowing them. So what is the Maila of Ruach Tzfoynis? Shehi Beinenis. This is a Psapar Beruach. Loichama Veloitzina. Kedamrinin biyavomis peperi kaor. So if you have a wind blowing, it's not a cold wind, not a hot wind, that will ensure that the kolben won't be nisra. Ve'ezoi ruach hamasrachas, ruach mizrochis b'shas achoy. Ruach mizrochis, that could be mekalt. Kedamrinin begitten, afilo shichva zera shebimei isha masrachas boy. Tachsiv yavoi kodem ruach Hashem mi midbar oyla. So according to Rashi, yoyim the istana means ruach tzfoynis. Yesh mefoshim yoyim the istana ruach deroymis. Shehi tzaynenes. That's when it's mutter. The ruach deroymis is tzaynenes. So memele, that's when it's mutter. Fakert, ruach tzfoynis, which is loikar v'loicham, then it's not mutter. So Rashi says, emes, sheruach droimis soinenes, aval istane al kochach tzvoinesi, v'noiche, k'dom ha-ba'ome. Istane does not mean soinenes, it means noiche. Because the Gemara says, sriche shmaite tziluse, ki yoyme de istane. So yoyme de istane is verkehrt, when it's a parva wind, it's not too cold, it's not too warm. Number one, so it can't be the ruach droimis is a cold wind. It's not good to learn the tzricha shmaita tzilusa. You don't have tzilusa when a cold wind is blowing. So our kochach, yaymed isnes pshat, yaymed isnes pshat a ruach tzvoim. The number two, the ruach tzvoim is he beloshen arami yaymed the shooter. The Yaivitz is Moirer, he says he doesn't know. He says by them in Ashkenaz, the Ruach Droimis is Cham and the Ruach Tzvoinis is Kar. Rashi has different Cheshbainis and Tzofas, he says maybe it was different, he doesn't understand it. Rashi says the Ruach Droimis is Kar and the Ruach Tzvoinis is Al Kaponim, a mild wind. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yishmoel, B'noi shel Rabbi Yochanan b'Abroike, Hai poil Hashem l'maneyu, my Ovid lay. Okay, the Mephoshim say this, the whole thing was an asmachte, aval kaponim, what does he do with the kol poil Hashem l'maneyu? Shelo yoytzi es eimurim koidem afshot es ha'il. My time, b'faker, but you should take out the emur. First you have to be mafshit to oil till the chose, and then you take out the emur. My time, this is the kvayt shemayim. Amar Rav Huna, b'rei de Rav Noson, mishum nimen. Zot the gemore, koidem afshot es ha'ir, ad ha'chose. My time, oir le'imurim, maika ovid, mishum nimen, shol tzema, anidvokim be'imurim.